Getting more seat time might not be the best way to become a confident trail rider. If you're lacking confidence on single track trails, or even if you're a complete beginner, you might be making one of these 5 big mistakes that kill your confidence and are holding you back from progressing your skills. The first one is getting more seat time. So if you're just trying to ride more and hope that you're going to get better. The reason why this doesn't work or isn't the best way is because you're more likely to form bad habits that are not only going to cause you to have less control and get exhausted faster, but they're a lot harder to unlearn when you decide to learn the good, positive riding habits. For example, if you're used to riding on the street on a motorcycle and then you transition to riding on the dirt, riding on the street is quite a bit different as far as riding technique because you're kind of just sitting in the same spot and not really moving your body. And when you do that while riding a dirt bike, you're going to get exhausted a lot more easily and you're not going to have as much control because you're missing out on a lot of traction. And when you don't move your body enough or in the right position when in the dirt, your front tire or your rear tire or both are more likely to slide out because there's a lot less traction when riding in the dirt compared to the street. Reason number 2 why just riding more isn't the best way is because it's going to take much longer. This is the route that I took, and while you can become a confident trail rider, I had been riding for 8+ years, and when I went to some single track trails for the first time, I found out how bad I really was, and this motivated me to learn how to become a better rider, and I spent years reading articles, magazines, forums, watching YouTube videos, and while I eventually found out the wrong and the right techniques that increased my skills and confidence, it took years because I had to discern which was good, which was bad, and what helped me the most when it comes to having more confidence. And reason number 3 is you don't know what you don't know. For example, pretty much every professional rider started out not knowing anything about riding a dirt bike, but through trial and error and having proper coaching, learning all the proper techniques, they were able to advance their skills and confidence faster. Now, don't get me wrong, riding more is super important, but if that's all you're doing, you're not gonna increase your confidence nearly as quickly. Mistake number 2 that kills your confidence on the trails is too much bike syndrome. How do you know if you have too much bike? Well, if you have too much power, so if you're focused on trying to control the throttle and you're scared of getting a whiskey throttle, so you give it gas and the bike wants to jump out from underneath you, whether you fly you into a tree or the bike wheelies when you don't want it to, those are good signs that you have too much bike, too much power. Or if you're riding a heavy bike and you're worried about tipping over and getting stuck underneath it, or you won't be able to pick up your bike, that's a sign that you might have too much bike, one that weighs too much. Or if you're afraid of riding a tall bike, one with a really tall seat height. I can really relate to this because I only have like a 27-inch inseam. I'm 5'6" tall, and when I get on like a full-size enduro bike like a KTM 250, I can hardly touch the ground. And while I can safely and confidently ride it on most trails, once I get into some tight and technical trails, I have a little bit less confidence because it's hard to reach the ground, and if I get caught up in some rocks or logs or off camber hill, I feel like I'm gonna tip over because I can't put my foot down before my bike falls over. Mistake number 3 that might be killing your confidence is trying to figure it out all on your own. And this is the route that I took because I had a lot more time than I did money, so I couldn't afford to pay a coach. But if you find that you're watching YouTube videos or reading up on tips, and when you try to implement it, when out trail riding, you can't really do it, or it's just hard to grasp what they're saying in the video or the article. This is holding you back from having more confidence. But why is that? Well, it's usually one of 2 things. One, it could be you don't have all of the proper techniques. It's like trying to put together a puzzle, but you're missing a few pieces, so you can't see the whole picture. Or it's like my student Laura, who had been riding with her husband for over 15 years, but wasn't advancing her skills. And after she came to me, she learned all of the proper techniques that she needed and was able to ride with more confidence on the trails, especially riding climbing hills and using proper clutch and throttle control in the proper body position. Or number two, you just still don't know what you're doing wrong. We had a female out here on one of our beginner trail riding days, and when I saw that she was struggling in tight turns, she had whiskey throttle and fell off her bike. And thankfully, she didn't get hurt. And I just gave her one brief little tip on how to position herself while riding in the corners. And after finishing the trail loop, she came back to me and said, "Kelly, that made a huge difference." So when you know the proper techniques and you know that you're properly using them, you're able to have more confidence and control on the trails. Big mistake number four that's killing your confidence on the trails is not doing anything differently. Maybe you know that you need to learn the basic techniques because you're struggling, whether it's on tight trails, corners, or steep hills. You're falling or stalling or crashing off and getting exhausted, but you're not doing anything differently. Well, how do you expect anything to change if you're not changing what you're doing? I'm not trying to discourage you, but rather encourage you that if you want to have more confidence, to have more fun, or ride more challenging trails, or ride faster, or prevent crashes, are you willing to change what you're doing and be proactive to become a better trail rider? Big mistake number five is learning advanced techniques too soon. If you've seen like Graham Jarvis or Cody Webb or those pro riders that are doing like the wheelies or double blips or pivot turns, those are all super cool looking techniques that can help when it comes to riding super technical trails. But for 99% of us, it's really not going to make much difference, because for most single track trails, you won't even need those techniques, and you can't even efficiently or safely learn those if you haven't learned the basic techniques. For example, if you're trying to do a pivot turn, what do you need to do? You need to have proper throttle control, clutch control, and balance to be able to pop the wheel up, keep it up, turn the bike and plop it back down where you want. So if you haven't learned how to efficiently control the clutch, the throttle, your body, the bike, staying balanced, how do you expect to learn these advanced techniques? Are you making any of these mistakes? Let us know in the comments below so that we can help you get started today in becoming a more confident trail rider. And don't worry, there's a reason it's a common mistake. Because the good news is, once you discover what's holding you back and killing your confidence, you can fix it. And if you've made any of these mistakes, then you're gonna love my part three in this training video series. So be sure to subscribe here and stay tuned for that, or click here if it's already out. I'm Kelly Fager from Motocross Hideout. Learn more, ride more.